Welcome to 2024, everybody. This is the Michigan Trails Report. And I am your host, Tom Funk. And in case you are new or just forgot, I am the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail. And as you probably know, I am a frequent user of our various Facebook hiking group pages, posting content and sharing my opinion. Once a month in the fall and winter, we talk about trails, trail magic, hiker trash, and even give you a heads up on trail conditions and the status of the various reservation systems, like recreation.gov. The rest of the month, well, typically I'll post a chapter from one of my books, sometimes I'll give you a travel narrative on one of my hikes, or, you know, share details of a historical trail. And every once in a while, I'll do a biography on a famous outdoors person that is from the Great Lakes or has traveled through, changing the course of history. So just go to the table of contents at the podcast, and you'll see Gods of Content. And with that, let's talk trails. And hey, by the way, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Nortive 8. Maker of affordable footwear, no flash, no bling, no fancy names, footwear at a fair price, Nortive8.com. That's N-O-R-T-I-V, the number 8.com. Check them out today. All right, so let's get going here. All right, Trail of the Week. We kind of rotate through state parks, North Country Trail segments, urban hikes, and things like that. This week we come to a water trail. And just to back up a little bit, I've been posting a photo of the week, and last week's photo was taken on the Grand River in Portland at Thompson Park. And you'll notice an interesting-looking kayak in the foreground, and that is called a Kruger kayak, named after Verlin Kruger, who has extensively traveled North and South America via kayak, having completed over 100,000 miles, and someday I'll do a full biography on him. Anyway, the trail in question is the Hugh Heward Challenge. Now, I do have a biography on Hugh Heward, and the short story is that he paddled 50 miles from Diamonddale to Portland in 1790 to avoid dealing with some hostile Native Americans in the area. Go to the podcast, you can listen to the whole thing. But anyways, this historic event is commemorated every year with this challenge where paddlers launch at sunrise to complete the 50 miles in one day. It's not really a race per se, but you will want to finish by sunset. And there are a couple of dams to negotiate, but they're manned by qualified volunteers to get you around both. You can also do a half Hugh, which starts in Grand Ledge, and it's half the distance, obviously, or the quarter Hugh, which starts just upstream from Portland. And the Hugh Heward Challenge, they do have a Facebook page, and upon checking, they have not announced their 2024 date yet, but it typically is in the last part of April, usually the last Saturday of April. All right, trail conditions and alerts. Hey, I have a snow report. Oh my gosh, the snow report. Just a dusting in most parts of northern Michigan and the UP right now. Barely enough to snowmobile in only a few parts of the UP. Stay tuned to the end where we'll give you the weather report and it gets less depressing. How's that? So I do post a snow depth map weekly. Or do some sort of report on the Facebook page. As of recently, it really hasn't meant anything, so I've been just posting some local weather newscasters going over how depressing it is not to have any snow. So, hey, by the way, one of our sponsors, Gateway to Pitcher Rocks, they tell us they're not renting this year, and it's mostly because of the long-term forecast. Because this current El Nino was calling for warmer winter and less snow. And they said it's the first time they haven't rented in the winter. And so far, you know, it looks like a good call because the season's like one-third of the way over. So, yeah, there you go. Let's see, scrolling on down on my list here.
Uh-oh.
Is the Don't Do This segment, and I posted an article by Backpacker Magazine. 10 backpacking gear tips we learned the hard way. Now, if you think about it, I think we've all learned a lesson or two over the years, but hey, go check out the article, but I'll tell you my number one. And that was having a reserve pair of dry socks just in case. And the thing is, I've done this for 30 plus years, and I never had to implement it until my border route trail a few years ago. I was soaked to the core, the temperature was in the high 50s, and the only dry things I had left were my long underwear and a pair of socks. My buddy Keith Otis pitched a tarp, and we both stripped to our birthday suits while his father was in the tent all warm and snuggly because he sent us off on a water errand, and he was able to stay dry. But we changed into our dry clothes, and we both retired to our respective sleeping bags. And I'll tell you this, I was so glad that I had these in a watertight bag. We slept well and dried out our stuff in the morning. Nothing worse than going to sleep in wet clothing. Hiker trash. Hey, there was a flurry of activity at the end of the year with folks finishing their 100-mile North Country Trail Challenge, and I posted them as I saw them to the Facebook page. There was more than I expected. Nice to see folks finish on time. Please go to the Facebook page, Michigan Trails Report, and check out all the entries. And I believe we have our very first person to complete their 100-mile challenge for 2024. And, you know, I'm kind of looking at the calendar, and it's only January 8th. Well, according to his Facebook page, Little Buddha Hikes is the name. And he hiked from Autrain to Culhane Lakes, and that puts him well over 100 miles. And if you go to his Instagram page, he's on an epic journey. He's currently hiking what he calls the Pangaea Traverse from Key West, Florida to Mount Toubacal, Morocco, which is an 18,000-mile hike. So check out his Facebook and personal page. He does have some interesting content. So hey, if you're hiking the 100 miles challenge for the North Country Trail, post your photos, and as you complete it, I will share it, and we will celebrate it. So have you been playing along with our story of the week? My favorite so far was Scott Point, which is actually a hike in my 50 Hikes in the Upper Peninsula book. And that was the picture with the stop sign in Lake Michigan in the background. Anyway, I post a new picture every Thursday. And if you are the first to answer correctly, I'll put a winner, winner, chicken dinner in the comments. And all photos that you'll see are from Michigan or the North Country Trail segments outside of Michigan. And I'm also doing this over at my Tom Funk's Travelog page, but those photos are more challenging as they are from outside Michigan and even some from outside of the United States. So check that out as well. And scrolling down. Hey, we're getting down to the trail calendar. And I think due to the lack of snow is probably why there is a lack of events. Usually there's a ton, but gosh, hardly anyone's doing anything. A few that I did find: West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking on Saturday, January 20th. They're going to hike Deadman's Hill to Warner Creek Trailhead. And as always, as a general reminder, go to their Facebook pages, check out the details, register with them. I'm just kind of skimming by the details. Or actually, not even the details, just kind of glossing over the basics. I do go to the North Country Trail page, and they have an events page, and it was pretty light on stuff. I'm like, this doesn't seem right, because Hiawatha Shore to Shore always has a ton of hikes. And so I went to Hiawatha Shore to Shore's Facebook page, and bam, there's tons. They do have two in January. They have what they call Hike the Hiawatha and Stomp the Park, and that is January 13th. And that's going to be Brevoort Lake Road, 2 miles north of US 2 and 10 miles west of St. Ignace. Another one they have is on January 27th, Paradise Winter Hike off of Taqua Road. And I did see a lantern hike at Tequamenon Falls State Park, which was also posted on their page. I think that one was in February. That's why I'm not mentioning it now. But hey, go to the Hiawatha Short Chapters Facebook page. Very active chapter. Very cool people. Check out their stuff. Harbor Springs, Northern Lower Peninsula, has a full moon hike January 25th, and it's going to be at the Valley Road parking off of Valley Road, Harbor Springs, and they also have a group hike on February 3rd, and that's going to be at the Stutzmansville Trailhead by Harbor Springs as well, and you can hear me scrolling, and there's nothing from the rest of the various chapters and clubs out there. So we do have our events. I like mentioning Quiet Adventure Symposium, March 2nd, 2024, Michigan State University Pavilion. Outdoorama, February 22nd through the 25th at the Novi Expo Center, officially called the Suburban Collection Showplace, but we call it the Expo Center. Canoe-copia is in Wisconsin, Madison, March 8th through the 10th, Alliance Center. Never been, you gotta go. It's awesome. I've been a bunch of times. So those are some events that are coming up. And let's do this. This is your reservation report brought to you by MichiganTrailMaps.com. High quality maps of many of your favorite hiking trails like Pictured Rocks, downloadable maps, and books on hiking in Michigan like mine. So here we are. We're in the new year. It's 2024. Plan and prepare. Leave no trace, number one. My favorite leave no trace principle. And what does that mean? Well, you know what, guys? There are places in Michigan you just have to pull a permit or make a reservation to make things happen. You know, I read way too many stories, and I've experienced way too many times people not getting reservations, getting in trouble, getting caught, you know, making a mess of things. Please, please, just make the reservation, plan in advance, and pull them. The thing is, Michigan, a lot of our stuff has gotten really popular. And Pictured Rocks has become quite popular, and their reservation system is open, and you can book to the end of the calendar year. And I went and looked at it, and I saw Saturday of Memorial Day weekend is already becoming slim pickings. They only have 30 of the 62 sites left, so and most of the sites that are left are kind of the inland sites. So it's only January 8th, folks. So if you want to do Memorial Day weekend, you want to get on it. The rest of the summer looks fine in Pictured Rocks. However, if you want to stay at Hurricane Campground, Memorial Day weekend is almost booked. They have about a week's worth of sites left in June. July is already slim pickings. 12 Mile Beach, forget about it. But keep in mind that there are three cycles to register a campsite at Hurricane and 12 Mile Beach. The first is you can make a reservation 6 months out. So your very first date needs to be 6 months out, and they'll let you schedule ahead as long as you're going to be there. So you can do that. Then a few sites are released for reservation a month out and 2 weeks out. So if you don't get them 6 months out, wait until a month out and 2 weeks out. Thing is, you got to be on your mouse and you got to be a gamer because these go fast. They're extremely popular. Folks do say that 12 Mile Beach is the most beautiful and most popular campground in the state of Michigan, and I don't disagree with that at all. Grand Island. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, you know, I'm going to fall over. Do you hear me falling? That was me falling on the floor. Recreation.gov finally launched the Grand Island page. It is set up just like the Pictured Rocks page. No more hunting and pecking. No more having 13 windows open. No more refreshing. No more zooming in and out on that stupid map. Welcome to the 21st century, Grand Island. I'll be posting the link on the Facebook page tomorrow. I read it off to you, but it's about 3,000 characters long, typical for a federal government website. So, yeah, it's up and running. I checked out Sylvania Wilderness, plenty of openings. And, again, this is recreation.gov website. They do have an app. I checked out all today's information on the website. Michigan State Park Campgrounds. The website is midnrreservations.com. And remember, 6 months in advance. It used to be a year. Now it's 6 months in advance. And each region of the state, they do have a campground that's open year-round. For example, you can camp at Tequamenon Falls State Park in the dead of winter. How cool is that? Pardon the pun, but hey, anyways. So I did pick a random state park campground and looked at Memorial Day weekend. I picked Leelanau State Park, a very beautiful park. Campsite's right on the lake. There's a few sites left. They're probably not going to be there in a week or two. Backcountry camping sites. are open for registration 6 months out. Check those out for the Porcupine Mountains. There's plenty of room. Again, accepting through Memorial Day weekend. And Craig Lake backcountry sites, you know, plenty of room there as well. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going to fall on my chair again. Ready? I just fell on my chair. Tequamanon Falls State Park backcountry sites now can be made online as well. Oh, my gosh, people, this is like 20 years long in coming. And this will make things much easier for those doing a through hike utilizing the park. Because if you're coming from, you know, Grand Marais and you're going to St. Ignace, you know, you get into the park and there's no way of making a reservation. You got to like literally go into the park to the contact station and then back out. And it was a nightmare. So a lot of people were squatting and things like that. Frankly, I don't blame them because, you know, the DNR couldn't get their act together. But hey, it's on the website. You can make a reservation. I did see someone is staying at Old Stove. So the very first reservation ever made is on the website. Go in there. You can plan out a hike that utilizes Tequamanon. I'm very excited for that. So I'm going to Isle Royale, Isle Royale Queen. Hey, they have a brand new reservation page as well, and it is easy to use. Lots of openings. Reservations for the Ranger 3 are taking place. There are plenty of openings. I didn't see any full dates there as well. The Isle Royale Seaplane, you have to submit a request on their website. And if you're interested in going to the Isle Royale Lodge or Window Cabins, I was pushing them last fall saying, hey, you need to make your reservations. Well, guess what? You're SOL for the Lodge and the Window Cabins for this summer. They are booked solid. All right, time for the weather report. Marquette and Grayling seasonal temps in the teens and 20s with accumulating snows for the next 10 days or so. Grand Rapids, a little warmer, temps in the 20s with accumulating snows as well. And let's see if this is enough to make it worthwhile to go snowshoeing. All right, so there's your Michigan Trails report for the first week of 2024. We'll do this again on the first week of February. And in the meantime, look for content. I usually release it on Tuesdays. So please subscribe to the podcast if you're listening on Spotify or Google or Podbean or whatever. Please check it out and subscribe. And keep in mind that I did create a one-stop shop for all the various social media stuff associated with my goings-on. So no more looking for a pen that works. No more writing in the fog on your bathroom mirror. Just remember this. TomFunk.net. Yep, that's it. One page. That's all you have to remember. You go there and you can link out from that spot. And the other thing you need to do, again, please, right now, click the follow button. If you don't, I'm going to cancel your REI membership. And keep in mind, if you subscribe, you'll get the podcast the moment it's released versus me posting on social media when I get around to it. And again, thank you to our sponsor, Nortiv8. And as always, I like to end with a quote. A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. Lao Tzu. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. This was the Michigan Trails Report and your host, Tom Funk. We'll see you next month and stay tuned and please check out our other content. All right, guys, that's it. Bye.